The ordinance drafted by Councilman Jerry Cleworth would have asked voters to allow the city to exceed its property tax base rate limit of 4.9 mils. The proposal was intended to help the city raise revenues to pay for services that are increasingly in demand. At the same time, the state is slashing funding to municipalities. Cleworth is perhaps the council's most fiscally conservative member, but he agreed to the council's request to write the ordinance.
I wasn't terribly enthusiastic about it, because I believe that the council has not done the best job at being great fiscal stewards.
In remarks before the council voted on the ordinance, however, Cleworth said he no longer supports his own proposal.
I'm voting no on this thing now because I'm embarrassed to bring it forward.
Cleworth said he can't support the tax cap ordinance because the council had just voted to permanently postpone consideration of another measure that he'd also written. That resolution raised concerns over a state house bill that would reestablish a defined benefit plan for some public employees. Cleworth said he couldn't ask voters to consider higher property taxes if the council won't back a resolution that points out the high cost of reestablishing the Alaska Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS, benefit for some state and municipal workers.
I encourage you to vote no on Ordinance 6109, and I wrote the darn thing.
But by then, the tax cap ordinance was already effectively dead because one of the other council members, Catherine Otterston, said she no longer supports it. City code requires approval of all six members to place the question on the ballot, but Otterston says it's unfair to ask property owners to go along with a tax hike while Mayor Jim Matherly uses a city vehicle for unofficial purposes. She says she found out about the impropriety last year while campaigning.
It was the number one thing people asked me about of anything when I went to their doors to introduce myself as I was running, was your vehicle.
Otterston says it's another example of what she calls the council's failure to adequately oversee city assets.
There's a lot of things, as I started to research, that this council has not done proper oversight on over the years.
Matherly conceded during the meeting that he, like the past few mayors, does sometimes drive the city vehicle for personal use, especially on busy days when he's traveling from one event to another.
I'm not hiding anything. I drive this car. I have. And I have used it for personal use at the same time.
The mayor says he believed personal use of the vehicle was part of his benefit package, but he says he now understands that he must report that vehicle use as taxable income.
And now I've directed my chief of staff and the finance department to determine the tax bill, any liability. And when I have that number, I'll report it back to this body, so you will know.
Matherly says he regretted that Otterston pulled an I gotcha by accusing him of the impropriety in social media posts last week, which resulted in the story showing up on the front page of the Sunday Fairbanks Daily Newsminer. He encouraged council members who have complaints about him to talk to him about it first before going public. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.